Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons. I mentioned it yesterday. We're in our studios powered by Verizon. Ted Johnson, what do you think of the holiday feel? Do you smell the Christmas tree? You see the Christmas tree? You a holiday guy? You feel it? Is it giving you a little boost in energy to see the tree?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I got to look at Hillman's face right in front of me, though.
Well, you know.
Jeez, what the heck? Other than that, you know, it's a beautiful tree. Is that real? It's a real tree?
Oh, yeah. You didn't smell it?
I didn't really smell it.
And you'll notice later when somebody forgets to water it, when the needles start to fall off mid-December.
Oh, yeah, in about 3 weeks.
And then don't light a cigarette or anything within 15 feet of it.
Give me the fake. We had a fake. The fake is just better.
No.
I'm kind of pro fake in a lot of things.
I've heard that about you. I think you've admitted it on the air.
Yeah, big fan of fake. Yeah, so I mean, there's some artists out there, so fake is good these days. You know?
It's the smell, though. It's the smell of that real tree that does it.
Yeah.
Stiz, we weren't talking about trees, Stiz. Well, but you brought smell in. That was a weird comment.
Yeah, that doesn't really fit with what we're talking about.
He's talking about leather, obviously, guys.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Ted Johnson, I'm sure, has some very strong opinions, like we all have off that Cincy game.
You know, it was just there's just a lot of kind of good stuff to talk about in this game.
Okay, well, you're going to get to talk about it because it's time for you to talk.
It's time for a TED Talk.
In a pothole that time in the form of Ted Johnson.
This was a disappointing play. Patriots had momentum.
From three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
This guy is one of the best inside linebackers in football.
It's like playing hide-and-go-seek with the football. The snap of the ball.
Say hi.
On WEEI Afternoons.
So, Teddy, I feel like we've discussed this before in some form or fashion, but first on your pecking order is the end of half execution for your New England Patriots under Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, I didn't. Did you guys have any issues with how they ended that first half? I just thought there were some definite issues. They're almost, they're getting too cute, trying almost to get the, you know, run to get the clock down so the other team can't score right before half.
Oh, yeah.
Which is exactly what the other team did. Yep. So they bungled that. I just don't like some of the execution that this is. Look, they've turned out okay, and believe this is kind of insane to say this. I'm sitting here bitching about the end of the half execution, yet they're second in the league in points in 2 minutes. You know how many points they've scored in 2 minute drives this year?
No, but you're going to tell me.
57.
Wow.
57.
Wow.
Points. And that ranks them second. I don't know who the first is, but that ranks them second, which is amazing. You know what? They gave I didn't like, and it'll lead to some of my defensive issues, but two plays, a 21-yard rush that led to a 13-yard pass completion. It's 21-yard rush that led to a 16-yard pass completion to T. Higgins for 16 yards that led to the field goal right before half. So, and I just didn't like how the offense was kind of executing there right before half. So even though they scored a lot of points, I didn't like kind of how they've been going about it. So that's my issue with the end of first half of kind of managing, because I think it's going to bite him in the ass against better teams.
So just to paint the picture, the Patriots kick a 41-yard field goal to go up 17-10. After the kickoff, the Bengals take over with just 18 seconds left and on their own 10-yard line, and on their own 18-yard line. And two plays later, Ted, as you mentioned, they're kicking a 63-yard field goal. And you weren't the only one that was annoyed. I thought Mike Vrabel had an air of annoyance at halftime. I don't know if it was going into halftime or coming out of halftime. He was annoyed at the way the end of the second quarter played out with the points. So the Bengals end up kicking their field goal, which kind of wipes out the field goal you kicked. You put yourself in position to score late in the two-minute drill, and then they matched.
A little soft on that T. Higgins coverage, too, there. Gonzo, who we'll get to in a second.
Yeah, we need to get to him. Okay, this is
Stevens in the back. Fourth and goal. May. Oh, stuck again. They're pushing. He's not going to go through. Osai. Stone. They stop him again.
How about that?
With a goal line stand.
The Patriots had issues on the goal to go. The goal line situations would be an understatement. Ted Johnson, the floor is yours.
Yeah, that was really, really just, that was embarrassing.
Yeah.
And you know what? So you get on fourth down, you don't convert the fourth down, but you get a penalty that extends. You get four more downs to try and get it in again, and you still can't.
Nope.
What I loved, my hat's off to you, Stink. I just think having Stink on
awesome
has been fantastic, and he said it perfectly. You gotta. And this came up in the post game on NBC Sports Boston. Would you rather be a team that at a lower percentage but better than most teams can convert third and longs, or would you rather be a team that consistently is able to gain first downs on second and one and third and one?
The latter,
without question.
Yeah,
The Patriots on second and one and third and one. There's like 35. We came up with this on the breakdown. 35. Attempts so far this year in second and one and third and one, and they're 53%. That is the worst in the NFL. 53% on converting second and one and third and one. That's a joke. And what I loved about Stink is you got to be able to run the football when everybody in the stadium knows it, when everybody at home watching knows it, when the other team absolutely knows it. You still should be able to run for a yard in the seven attempts. Or six attempts from the one, they couldn't get in. That was embarrassing.
Can I ask you a question, Professor Johnson? Because I heard Mike Vrabel a couple different times, I think on the Greg Hill show and in his press conference, bring up personnel, something about the offensive personnel. Is it an excuse or is it a reason to say maybe not having Tonga out there?
Sorry.
Tonga wasn't available. Tonga.
Graves, you know, bud. You know, I love you, but that's, come on, man. I mean, that's. You know, for the just the average fan, somebody doesn't really know football that well. That'll pass.
Okay.
But let me just tell you the personnel groupings. Mm-hmm. Okay, that were used down at the goal line four times. So this is however many chances. I think 11 chances when they got it's 10 chances or 9 chances when they got to the 5 yard. So it's just from the 5 yard line in. Four times they were in 11 people, which is a passing form grouping.
Yep.
And they threw the ball three times and did one draw out of 11 people on the fourth and goal that ultimately was the turnover on downs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They used 12 people twice, which is a bigger personnel. They used 23 people, which is two running backs and three tight ends. Mm. So that's the personnel you want.
Yeah.
They used that twice. Okay. And they used 22 people, which is two tight ends, two backs, and a wide receiver. Used that two times. So they used 23 people, which is a big personnel, 22 people two times, which is a big personnel, and still couldn't get the ball in. I don't care. Tonga isn't the only guy that you can use to get a first down or at least gain one and a half yards. So I don't use that as an excuse.
How about Josh McDaniels? Is this on him?
It's not. Oh, well, people go, well, why are you running so much? They tried a play action twice in that series. Two times. One, he tripped.
Yeah.
All right. And the other one was a pass interference call on Mac Hollins.
Yep.
Right. And heck, the other one might have been, I don't think it was the booty penalty was just, it wasn't a play action. But the Mac Hollins penalty and the one where he tripped penalty was play action. So he used play action. So I don't, that people are going to go, oh, all he did was run. No, he used play actions. They just couldn't execute.
T. Higgins moments ago, and a long examination. They take him off in a cart. They'll try to follow up. First and 10. With Flacco to the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Mitchell Tinsley.
Who was going to be the guy to step up? And Tinsley that time, one-on-one against their best corner, Gonzalez.
Oof. What do we think of Gonzalez, boys, in that game?
Not good. And I thought
mediocre.
You can ask Fitzy post game show. That play you just played the audio from, I thought was the worst slash most alarming play in that football game. Watching their number four receiver just toast a guy who's supposed to be one of the top two or three corners in football with ease. He's in press coverage, doesn't touch him, and
press
then
press coverage.
And then he's chasing him.
He got beat off the line.
It was non-competitive.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't he missed his jam.
Yeah.
So he still recovered, but it wasn't. You can't defend the perfect pass. So if you miss your jam, you better be exceptional at getting back and covering because it's almost impossible if you miss the jam. And he missed his jam.
And it reminded me a little bit of who was? Oh, it was Fields and
Mitchell. 15.
Toasted him, but he was good enough, and they're bad enough.
No, they were bad enough.
Okay, so they were bad enough that he gets back in the play. Right. This time, Joe Flacco was
like, a good quarterback would have hit Mitchell.
Like Joe Flacco.
Like Joe, yeah, right.
Candy, baby, touchdown.
Dude, so I didn't, you know what? I didn't like the energy from Gonzo. And this has been a knock on Gonzo, is the energy. Like, he doesn't have that dog in him.
Mm.
I didn't see a dog in him. You have the fourth receiver out there, and you're in press coverage, and he beat you for a fade route. That is the most emasculating probably play for a cornerback. I didn't like he was cavalier about how he played Mitchell, and it worked out because the quarterback was so bad. This week, you got a Flacco's a good quarterback. No matter what people say, he's a good quarterback against a bad receiver, and that's what you give up. I didn't like that at all.
Dan Ball.
Andy, you wanted me to remind you of the video that we broke down, the post-game video with Vrabel giving everybody high fives and daps and stuff like that, where Gonzalez looked like he couldn't be bothered when things go wrong.
Yeah.
So this is your reminder of that.
Okay, yeah, and I don't love his body language, and I think what you're insinuating at, Ted, is does he play to the level of the guy across from him? If that's Ja'Marr Chase, does he treat that matchup differently than it's Mitchell?
I think he does.
I think he does, too.
And that concerns me.
That's not good.
You know what? Okay, this is a really good receiver. I'm going to get up hyped for this. You know, T.U. Higgins, all right. You know, you see him breaking up, you know, passes all day. Oh, this is the fourth string guy. I'm not gonna truly try that hard. Well, you got beat on that. That's not the mentality you're looking for.
I'll tell you what you are.
Gonzalez, who is 3 of 3 today, 52-yard field goal try. No wind, and he'll get it. It's 26-20 New England.
That is Andy Borogalis. We questioned it earlier in the year, getting a game ball when he missed a couple PATs in Miami. Andy Borogalis, 4 field goals on Sunday in Cincinnati. You don't win without him, Ted Johnson.
You know what? I've been impressed with Andy Borogalis. He missed two extra points and a field goal through the first two games. He's only missed one since. He was nails. That was a gutsy call there. With a little less than 2 minutes, that 52-yarder, he doesn't make it. You know, they got a short field.
Yep.
So I thought there was a lot of pressure in that kick. So Andy Borregales, I tip the cap to you, my man. I don't need to say much about him. Just keep making your field goals, and you're going to be okay.
And his acclimation, I didn't actually hear this, but somewhere along the lines, I guess someone asked him about playing in the cold, and they asked him what he considered cold, and he said something like 70 degrees as a Florida guy, and they were like, oh boy, that's not good when you're young. Yes, Dan Ball.
He is seventh in the NFL in field goal percentage amongst kickers who have played at least 10 games.
Yeah.
So amongst the regulars, he's a top 10 guy, and I don't think anybody had that on their bingo card this year.
The biggest compliment I can say is when I watch him, I think the field goal is going to be good. Like, when they line up, I just assume or presume that the field goal is going to be good. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll continue to break down the win in Cincinnati, the highs, the lows. TED Talk continues next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.